He'll start over again. Daf Zayin Amar Beis, the Mishnah again. Ola Aspe Moit, Boyes Min Achulin. If you bring a korban ola, Pasha means the ola's Ria, the Chay, when you come to ola regular on Yom Tif, you have to lo yiro upon a rekom, you can't come in empty, you have to bring a korban ola. So the korban ola, it's a Chay, the Chia for you to bring it, it has to be Min Achulin from the money, plain money. Not my sesheni money, not money set aside for the korbanos. It has to be chulin, regular plain money that you own. For yashlamin, mashenka and the korban shlamin, you bring the shalmei simcha min ha-maisa. Could even come from maisa, from money that set aside my sesheni money. Because like we said, the shalmei simcha is mainly to have meat to eat on Yom Tov, to mekayim simchas Yom Tov, not so much to chiyu to bring a korban. Now Yom Tov arishin shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach. The korban you bring the first day of Pesach, we'll see in the Gemara talking about the Chagiga. The Shalmei Chagiga that you bring on the first day of Pesach, the Shalmei said it has to be totally from Chulin, from your own private money, and no Maiser Sheni money mixed into it. If you want to, you could even bring the Chagiga on the Pesach, also be Min HaMaiser. The Gemara will explain why. Because really, those two kabonis is a chayv upon a person to bring, that should only be min achulin, which is, we said, an oilas riyah you have to bring, a korban oila when you come to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. You have to come with you with a korban oila, and also a shalmei chagiga. You have to bring a shlomim, l'shem the Yom Tov, shalmei chagiga, which these two kabonis are chayvis. So really, it should both be from chulin money, money you own, and not ma'aseh sheni. So we'll have to understand in the Gemara why Beis Hillel says it can be brought with a ma'isa, the shalmei chagiga. Ma'ashenke and the shalmei shlomim, that for sure could be from any type of a korban you have. Because there's no chiv to bring a shalmei or a simcha. The main chiv is just to make sure you have meat to eat on Yom Tov. A kachem they can eat. And the Gemara says, like the Mishnah says, Vaita. Yisrael yaitzim edei chavosim ben adormer ben adavis. The mitzvah of shalmei simcha. That there's a mitzvah v'samachta v'chagecha on Yom Tov, which means to eat meat. V'zmana beis migdish means meat of a korban. So you could be yotze that any korban you bring on Yom Tov. That could be nedovin, nedorim, or nedovois, or ma'ase behema, if you bring a ma'ase behema for a korban. For a kahanim v'chatoyos v'yashomois, a koyin on Yom Tov that eats from a chattis or from an oshim, it could also be mekayim the mitzvah v'samachta v'chagecha. Or the bechor, what did the kohen eat? The bechor, or the chazor, the shoyk. Those are the matnas kuna. Rashi's hamurim lehem mishalmei oila regolim. From the shlomim, you give to the kohanim the chazor and the shoyk, the breast and the thighs. So when the kohanim eat this meat on Yom Tov, the mekayim the mitzvah v'samachta v'chagecha. Again, it does not have to be brought l'shem shalmei simcha. The inyan is that you should have meat to eat on Yom Tov, which meat? Meat's a meat of kachim. But you can't be yotze the mitzvah samachta v'chagecha with chicken or with cake or with minchas, that you're not yotze. The dafka has to be basar, meat animal. So the Gemara. El Gemara makes a diik now. El oilas b'mayid hu deboyis min achulin. Mashma, if you bring your korban oilas ri on chola mayid, then it can be brought min achulin. Ha the yomtif. Mashma, if you bring the oilas ri on yomtif itself, min amaiser. Then it could even be brought from Mois, that is Maisa Shaini. For the Gemara Mai, why is that? Dover Sheva Chayvi, there's a Chayv upon everybody when they go all the regal to bring a korban Olas Riya with them. And the Klal is, B'chol Dover Sheva Chayva. Anytime you have a Chayv to bring the korban, Ein Abo Elamin Achulin. You could only bring it from Chulin, from private money. And not from money that has other Kedusha set aside for anything else. So Akam Al Mishnah's Mashma, only the earlier you bring it Chol HaMayid, has to be brought from Chulin. Master, if you bring it on Yom Tov, you can bring it from Maaseh Sheni. So Mar says v'chitayim, maybe you want to tell me. Ha kamash mulan atayah, Mishnah teaches us. Ti erlas b'moyed boys. Be Yom Tov ain't a boys. Command ki b'shamayi. That maybe our Mishnah goes according to b'shamay shita. That v'chlal b'shamay holds you're not allowed to bring a korban erla on Yom Tov. Even on erlas riyah. Even on Yom Tov to bring the chayvas. Of Oilas Riya, Beis Shammai says it's not Doichi Yom Tov. The Tanan we learned, Beis Shammai Yemrim, Mevi'in Shlomim. The only korban you could bring on Yom Tov is the Shalmei Chagiga or Shlomim. Why? Because by a Shlomim, you eat from it. There's Lachem involved. Therefore, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. V'yein Sonchen Aleim. But when you bring the korban Shlomim, Semicha you're not allowed to do. That's an avoida. They weren't mati to do it on Yom Tov. Avoloi oilis. Beisham Meshitvish, you cannot bring an oila at all on Yom Tov. Not even an oila asriya or chayva sayayim. Beisham Meshitvish does not deich Yom Tov. There's no lochem involved. It's kula lashem. The whole thing is burnt. Therefore, you have to wait to Chol HaMoed to bring it. Uveisil loim, Vesil says no. Mevi'in shlamim v'oilois. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring a korban shlamim and a korban oila. Which oila avad? It has to be an oila zriya. There has to be an oila that there's a chayiv, a chi, if you to bring it today. And when you bring the korban shlamim on Yom Tov, v'saimchen aleim, you're allowed to make a smicha also. So here what the Gemara means, teach, is not mistavra al mishta goes according to Beis Shammai. Like we know we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So it's mistavra al mishta goes according to Beis Hillel. That's a kasha according to Beis Hillel. You're allowed to bring this korban oilais on Yom Tov. So why does our Mishnah mashma the oil has to be menachul, not neachol amoyed? Mashma, if you bring the oil on Yom Tov itself, you can bring it even for moyes maise sheni. That shouldn't be true. So Gemara's answer, chasure mechzer, I'll tell you something is missing in our Mishnah. Lochi katoni, this is the way you should learn it in our Mishnah. That oilois nedorim u nedoves bemoyed boys. Yishno, if you want to bring a korban oil, a neder and a dova, not a chayva sayim. Stam, you want to bring a korban oil that you made for promise, you made for nedova, present, yishno bemoyed boys. You could bring this on Chol HaMoed. But beyomtiv ain't a boys. Even according to Beis Hillel, you cannot bring stam a korban oil, neder and a dova on yomtiv. Because it's kulul Hashem. But the oilas riyah, let's say you want to bring the chayva siyem, the oilas riyah. That's what you want to bring on yomtiv. You should know, bo afilu beyomtiv. According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to bring your korban oilas riyah, the oila that's a chayv, a chiyiv to bring today, you can bring it on yomtiv. Now the Mishnah says, lukushu bo. When you bring it on Yom Tov, you should know, ein bo ele min achulin. It's only brought from chulin and not from maise sheni. So therefore the Mishnah comes out good according to Beis Hillel. Then the Mishnah goes on weiter, v'shal me simcha. When you should know you bring the shlomim from mitzvah simchas Yom Tov, in order to have meat to be able to eat on Yom Tov to mekayim v'samach tev chagecho, is boy enough min amaiser. That's not a chayiv to bring the korban. The chayiv is just to have meat of kachim. So it could even be brought from Moyes Meiser Sheni. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. The Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. That is the mitzvah to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. On every Yom Tov, when you go Oila Regal, there's a Chiyuv to bring these two Kabbonis, the Oila, L'Shem Oila's Riyah, and the Shlomim, L'Shem Shalmei Chagiga. So when you bring your Korban Chagiga on the first day of Pesach, the Shalmei Yomer Min Achulin. It has to be from privately owned money, has no kedushas, not a set aside for anything else. That's very good. But what shver is, u'beisil loimrim min amaiser. Beisil says, no, it could even be brought min amaiser. And this is a shver, why? We'll soon see why. Moses Tanya Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. That oilas nedorim unadovis b'moyed bois. You should know, if you want to bring a korban oila, on oila the whole thing is burnt. There's no part that's eaten by the people. Therefore, you're only allowed to bring it on Chol HaMoed. But the Yom Tov ain't a boys. You're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. There's no lochem involved. There's no food for you to eat. You can't bring it on Yom Tov. This is based Hillel Shita. But the Eilas Ria, the Korban HaChoyv, that you have a chiv and obligation to bring it today, bo afilu be Yom Tov. Then based still holds, you're allowed to bring it even today. Since there's a mitzvah sayoyim, the mitzvah sayoyim is included in lochem. It's called for your purpose to do your mitzvah sayoyim. Ukeshibo, when you bring the korban oila on the first day Yom Tov, and a boy elamin achulin, you should know it has to come from your privately owned money, and not from money that's set aside, that has kedushas ma'aseh sheni, or other kabbonis, it has to be min achulin. Now, b'shalmei simcha, what about when you bring the shlomim, l'kshem Yom Tov, boy in af min amaiser, that could be brought even from money that's set aside for ma'aseh sheni, that has kedushas ma'aseh sheni on it. V'chagiga Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. What about on the first day of Pesach when you bring the Shalmei Chagiga? Again, that's a chiyuv to bring this Korban Shlomim. So Beishama Yomer Min Achulin, it's very good. It has to be privately owned money. That's very good. But again, what Shver is, Ubeisilu Loimrim Min Amaiser. It could be brought even from money that has Kedushas Maiser Sheni on it. So that's Gemara's Kasha now. Maishino Chagigas Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. First of all, how come we're talking about the Chagiga you have to bring specially on Pesach? There's nothing special about Pesach. The Chiv is on the Gimel Regolim. On Pesach, on Shavuos and Sukkos, you have to bring these two kabbonis, the oilas riyah and a shalmei chagiga. So why does the Mishnah only talk about Pesach? Rav Ashi says like this, Hokamashvlon, the Mishnah means to say a chiddush about Pesach, that chagigas chamisha se'in, chagigas abrosaloi, even though there's an Indian to bring a korban chagiga or shlomim on Erev Pesach, the day you shlech the korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, that's the zman of the shchitas korban Pesach. So an Indian then also to bring a shlomim, we'll soon see why, but that din, that shlomim bring an arboso, could be brought min a meiser. Only which one has to be brought min a chulin? Only the korban you bring on the first day of Pesach, after shalmei chagiga from yomtiv. But it's not dafka the yomtiv of Pesach. Havad hu adin the yomtiv of Sukkis and the yomtiv of Shruas has a chiyuv to bring a shalmei chagiga, and that chagiga has to be min achulin. But the reason why our Mishnah says Pesach means lafukei, not erev Pesach. Alma, what do you see our Mishnah holds? That kisova chagiga sarbaoso lav diraisa. That if there's an Indian to bring a korban chagiga, another shlomim, on erev Pesach, in order to have meat eat at night with the korban Pesach, that's not midiraisa. Like really, we had the Gemara Pesachim that said there's an Indian that we know the korban Pesach itself by the Seder by night, you're supposed to eat it ala soiva. The korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten when you're filled up. The question is, hatla, not when you're filled up the kamri, but when you're satisfied, you eat something first. So what do you eat first to satisfy yourself? There's an Indian to bring a shalmei chagiga on erev Pesach, bring a shlomim. So when it comes Pesach by night, you'll have meat tea to satisfy yourself first. And then you leave the korban Pesach ala soiva. This man the Yom holds chagiga sarbos ladi raisa. There's not a chiyuv to bring the korban. L'mashal, let's say you have only a few people on a korban Pesach, and you could fill yourself up with the korban Pesach alone. If you want, you're allowed to do that. There's no chiyuv again to bring the shalmei chagiga on erev Pesach. It's only an Indian to have enough meat to eat Pesach by night that by the time you get to like Pirati Kaimin to the korban Pesach, it should be nechal ala soiva. But it's lav diraisa. Therefore, if you have maisa sheni, you could make your shlomim on erev Pesach from mois that was maisa sheni. Mashenkin, the first day of Pesach, that's a chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga. A shalmei chagiga on yomtiv, you have to bring it. Therefore, the korban shlomim you bring on the first day of Pesach, or on any yomtiv, has to be brought badafka min achulin from privately owned money, and not from maisa sheni. Now we'll say what we said before. We learned before that Beisilu says min ha-maiser, that this chagiga you bring the first day of Pesach if you want to, it could be bought with money that has kedushas maiser sheni. It doesn't have to be min achulin privately owned money, even when you moist maiser sheni. Is the kasha amai, why is that true? Dovish of a chayvuhu. There's a chayv to bring a shalmei chagiga on yomtiv. So if so, v'chol dovish v'chayv, any time there's an obligation for you to do it, ainay bo elam anachulin, that's the klal. Any time you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, that you have to spend the money from your own pocket and have no other kedusha on it. So Kamir Beisilu says the money could be for ma'isa sheni. Omar Ula says that the shailer is v'teifel. When you're adding other money into it, you're like taking regular money and you're adding moyis ma'isa sheni. That's the machlekes. If you could add other money to it also or not. And the Gemara says that chiski yomar, it means teiflin behema le behema. Like true, one behema shalmei chagiga you have to buy from privately owned money. But in case you want to have more animals, the more animals, the more shlomim shalmei chagiga you want to bring, you can bring it from other behemas that have kedushas, meiser or meiser sheni, whatever you want. V'yein teiflin moyis le moyis. But Ula holds you can't like take the first $10 of your own private money to buy the shalmei chagiga. Then if you want to buy a more expensive animal, you'll add money from Maisa Sheni. That you're not allowed to do. You can't add on money to money. You can only add on one animal to another animal. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, just the opposite. Teuflin moyes lemoyes. No, when you want to go buy your shalmei chagiga, like the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, it has to be worth at least two kosef. So the first two kosef that it has to be worth has to be from privately owned money, min achulin. But now, if you want to buy a bigger animal, a more expensive one, the more money you could afford to add from the mois of Maisa Sheni. That's what Basila means to say. But it has to be added money to money, and you buy one carbon. But you can't do like Hiskia said, to buy one small animal from the mois Maisa Chulin, and then buy another animal from the mois Maisa Sheni. That he doesn't know from. That's his machlokes, which way to do it. So Rashi says like this. Chizki Yomer, a second line of Rashi. B'teifa, Rashi says, Mechaber Meiser Yimachulin. Oh, maybe you could bring together money of Meiser, an animal of Meiser, with Chulin. Oh, Pligi Yomeroi Ketzer Teiflin. So Machlek is now, according to Beisilol, how could you have the two together? Chizki Yomer Behema Lebehema. Im Yeshle Oichlen Harbe. If you have a lot of people to feed on Yomtif. V'yen Bem Sipik Lebehema Achis. They're not going to all have enough teeth from one animal. The locker is Yovei Achas Lachagiga Min Achulin. Bring one animal L'shem Korban Chagiga from Chulin. V'yarsha, the rest of the animals you want to bring Min Amaisa could be brought from a behema that has Kedushas Maisa on it. V'yafa Pi Shekulin Habois B'yar Rishon Shem Chagiga Leim. Even though any shlomim you bring the first day of Pesach, the first day of Sukkot, the first day of Yom Tov has a shem Shalme Chagiga on it. So, L'chura, it should be brought from Chulin. The Teretz is, Kva Yotzi Yidei Choyva B'Rishoyna Min HaChulin. The first animal, the first shlomim you brought on the first day, Yom Tev, that's the Choyv of Shalmei Chagiga. The more shlomim you bring, that's Tam LeMitzvah, therefore could be brought from Moyes Maisa Shein if you want. That's Chizki Yishita, you add two animals, V'yein Teif LeMoyes LeMoyes. But don't do that, means Liknois Be'en Megadela to buy one big animal with both monies together. Of your privately owned money with the mois of Maisa Sheni. Now, Rav Yechon and Namib, Rav Yechon says for us just the opposite. So, Rashi explains what's the machlokes. Lamar is chazal eshapa, one holds more of a svara tvei, yitzias yidei chayvas menachulin, kishimevi behem ishlem menachulin. First one holds it's better to bring one complete animal that you bought from mois chulin. Then you yitzi yachayv. Ulamar, the other man yam holds no. Is chazal eshapet tvei kishachulin muravin im kol achilosoi. That you buy one big animal, but in this one big animal have at least two kosef worth of privately owned money. So if any little bit of the animal that you do eat later, it's always considered part of it is bo min achulin. So it's more kedai that all the eating should partly be from chulin. Well, the common yalef lom nekroi demutali is teifel. Later we'll learn now from Sukkim, like Besilu Shita, that the Shalmei Chagiga does not have to be totally min achulin. It could be made up of two parts. Half of it is chulin, and the other half could be from Mois Maisa. Mor says now, Tanya Kabosa de Chizkiya. I'll bring your proof to Chizkiya, and Tanya Kabosa de Rabbi Yochanan. I'll bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kabosa de Rabbi Yochanan. I'll bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, Mois le Mois. That means first take your first $2 worth of Mois Chulin, your own privately owned money. And then add the Mois, the money that has Kedushas Maisa Sheni, and buy one big animal. What's the proof? The Pasuk says Misas. Rashi says it means Bishvuas by Chag HaShvuas, it says Ksiv, V'yosisa Chag Shvuas LaShem L'Kecho, Misas Nidvas Yodecho. L'kam Meforash Misas Lash Chulin. It means the money you spend has to be private money, Chulnik money. So Misas comes to teach us Malamed Shodemevi Chavosim Min Achulin, that there's a chayv to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Shavuos, and the Shalmei Chagiga you bring on Shavuos has to be privately owned money Min Achulin. Now Minayin, how do I know Shimrotzel Arav Mar? If you want to add more to it, you're allowed to add more to it, that you can add more money to the value of it. Talmud Loima Kasha Yivarechecho Hashem Olakecho. Rashi Marav means in Loshin Zen Noifel Elav Amoyis. Mashma, don't just spend your $2 to buy the Shalmei Chagiga, but if you have more money, add more money to it and buy a bigger animal. And this new money could be from any type of money you have. That's the pasuk, Kasher Yivarechecho Hashem Lekecho. The Rashi says, Asher Yivarechecho, Hashem will give you a blessing. That means, Mikol Asher Yivarechecho. You could afford to spend the money from any type of a bracha that Hashem gave you. Even if the money has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it, you're allowed to use it to buy your Shalmei Chagiga. That's the right from Rabbi Yochanan. that you have to true spend the money to stay cost of worth of chulin, but then the more money you want into it could be from anything, from Eiser Sheni. Tanya Kavasa the Chizkiya. Now bring your proof to Chizkiya. Now what you're supposed to do is buy one animal purely from Mois chulin, and then if you want to add, buy another, a second, a third, or fourth animal from the Mois Maiser Sheni. The Pidash is like this. The Pasuk says, Misas. That the chayiv the shalom chigigi brings has to be brought menachulim, private money. The shama yomri meshami says that means yomri shem menachulim. The first day, any carbon you bring the first day, which is called the shalom chigiga, has to be menachulim from private money. Mikan v'yelach. After the first day of yomtiv, let's say on Pesach or Sukkot. The next day, Cholamoid, you want to bring more shlamim? The more shlamim bring the next day, that's called only a shalmei simcha. That's no more shalmei chagiga, that's only a shalmei simcha, that the purpose is just to have meat to be able to eat on Yom Tov. Then we say, min ha-maiser. You could even bring that from Mois Maiser Sheni, or else from Maiser Behema. Any type of animal you have to eat, habadi yoitza. The Rashi says, mikan vielach, sheinu el simcha. The second day of Yom Tov, if you bring the shlamim, that's only a shalmei simcha, just a shlamim to have meat to be happy with. Dilu v'chagiga k'siv, because after korban chagiga, the pasuk says v'chagoysim oisa yemechad. V'sulai, that the mitzvahs of shalmei chagiga is only the first day of Yom Tov. And if you brought it the first day, the shlamim you bring the next from then on is af min ha-maiser. It's not a chayv anymore after korban, it's a chayv just to have meat to eat. U'beisulai, the mitzvah says, Achila Rishoina Minachulin. The first kzayis of meat that you eat, the first animal you eat on Yom Tov, that has to be Minachulin. Mikan Vielach, but the next animal that you eat, even on the first day, Minamaisa, could be brought Minamaisa. This is a rai, even on the first day, you could bring two or three animals, and just the first animal has to be made from Maisa, from Mois Chulin. The second or third could be brought from Maisa, from Mois Maisa. For Sharko Yemaisa Pesach, but the rest of the days of Pesach, when you bring a Shlomim, the second day of Yom Tov, it's not called the Shalmei Chagiga anymore, it's only called the Shalmei Simcha, therefore, Adam Yotzi, the Chavosai, the Maisa Beima. You can be Yotzi Yechiv with Maisa Beima. The animal could even be the tenth animal. Maisa Beima means if you have 10 new animals born to you that year, you let them go through the gate 1-3, and the 10th one you hit, that has Kedushas Maisa Beima. And if you shechted on Yom Tov Tit, on Chol HaMoed, l'shem Shalmei Simcha, he yoytze the mitzvah Shalmei Simcha, abi you have mitzvah, you have bosor of kochim, to mekayim the mitzvah, samachta mechagecha, that's this mitzvah. Mor says now, be Yom Tov, my time aloy. What's the reason on Yom Tov loy? Like it doesn't say you could bring a maise behem on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov it just says if you want to add maise sheni. But it doesn't say to add maise behem. How come you can't use a Maisa Behemar on Yom Tov? We're afraid not to shech this animal, which is a Maisa Behemar, which means when you had 10 new animals born to you, and let them go through the deer, and the 10th one you hit, like that's number 10, that has Tushas Maisa Behemar, you can't shech it on Yom Tov. Why? Because it's Xavier, maybe you come to take off Maisa on Yom Tov itself. And Mashmitz also midiraisa to take Maisa Behemah on Yom Tov. Why not? Just to take Maisa is only Yosem with Rabbonin. There's no Yosem midiraisa. So what's wrong with Maisa Behemah? Teretziz Mishrum Sikrito. Because the Eitzah usually is, the way you count it is, you let one animal go through, 2, 3, 4, 5, when it comes to number 10, you take a stick or paintbrush with red paint, and you paint a little bit red on the animal. That's the way you make Maisa Behemah. So we're afraid you do that on Yom Tov. And since you come to paint the animal on Yom Tov, that's Nisi Diraisa, therefore we don't want you to be makriv Maisa Behema on Yom Tov. Now, my master friend, the Gemara, the high Misas, listen, the Chulin, how b'chal we know to say both of them, Adash, the word Misas means the money has to be privately owned money. Chulin, the Yechsev, it says in Esther, Vayosim, Amelech HaShverosh, Mas Alerts. He made like a tax on the ground, everybody to pay, and Mas means money. It's Chulin, your own private money, you have to pay. You see the word Mas, means privately owned money. Yeah. Gemara says that the Mishnah said, Yisrael yoytze midei chavosim b'nador m'nadovis. Als the mitzvah simchas haregel. That means not the first day Yom Tov, that's a mitzvah shalmei chagiga. the next day, Chol HaMoed, the next 7 days of Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to eat every day basar, and the mitzvah is to eat basar of kachim. So what type of a korban do you have to bring? Tana Rabbanan, go to a price like this. The pasuk says, V'somachto v'chagecha, you're supposed to be happy on Yom Tov. L'rabbeta comes to include kol minei smachos l'simcha. Anything that makes you happy, you could use to be mekayim the mitzvah v'somachto v'chagecha. What does that mean? What makes you happy? Mekanom ruchachomim. Yisrael yoytzin adeichavosim b'nedorim adovis. That means, we hold halacha like this. We let some achleikis we showing them. Tais v'shita is that b'zman azeh, the mitzvah simcha seregel is only midirabonin. Tais zolz midiraisa, the mitzvah simcha seregel is only eating meat of kachim. I think Mora says here. Doesn't have to be a korban shlomim. It could be any type of korbonis. If you eat the meat of the korban, you're mekayim of the mitzvah. Like it says, Yisrael yotzim b'nedorim and adovos over ma'aseh v'heima v'kahane v'chatoyis v'yoshim v'v'chor v'chazor v'shoik. Any type of an animal you eat that's from a korban, you're mekayim of the mitzvah simchas regel. Tosfos shita moikon we had before was it's midiraisa only from basar kachim. Bizman is there, we have no more beis hamikdash, so there's no more mitzvah midiraisa. That we eat meat today on Yom Tov is only mid Rabbanan. However, the Halacha, the Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Paskins, even Bizman Azeh today, we also have a mitzvah mid Raisa to eat meat on Yom Tov. And the Rambam learns like this, that the mitzvah of a Samachta Bechagecha means you're supposed to do the biggest amount of simcha of happiness you could have at that time. So at the time when they had the Beis Hamikdash, you have more simcha of mashmir of yeet meat that comes from a korban, it's a bigger simcha. Simcha Shah Mitzvah is the biggest simcha if the meat comes from a korban. So if it's man, you have the base of Migdish, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah by eating the korban, korbonus. Vashenkin, b'zman hazeh, like today, we have no more korbonus. Therefore, the mitzvah is eating meat on Yom Tov, we are mekayim the mitzvah, v'samata v'chagecha.
And therefore, not chicken.
You're right. It's better to eat meat than chicken. If you don't have meat, next best is chicken. Some sheet to soul chicken is also good. Even though we'll soon see that Yochel Gemara says, Af b'yefes ha-menachis, maybe even with a chicken, not a chicken, it means a korban oif, a korban oila, or a chates oif, that we eat the oif, or else you bring a mincha, you can mekayim the mitzvah of samachta b'chagecha, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, no, v'samachta b'chagecha. It has to be, mi shechagiga bo mehem. It has to be meat of an animal that a korban chagiga comes from it. So this man, they had the base of Midrash for sure. You cannot be ate with chicken. Your davka had to use meat that came from an animal that was kosher. So Shaul was this man as there. And Echanami. A lot of places can say this man as there also. The mitzvahs with davka to have meat on Yom Tov. The same from Yaakov Kamenetsky said yesterday that you're better off having a piece of salami or a piece of frankfurter than having a piece of chicken. Because salami and frankfurter, koponim, comes from animal, comes from meat. Mashanka, chicken is chicken. But if you don't have meat, then you bedafka like chicken, you can be ate with chicken also.
But the Indian now is a little different these days. That's what they have. People
complain that. Yeah. That's on Yom Tov, Zechiyev to have two Sudis. Some Shidas also, and then every day Cholam Moed also. Zechiyev to have two Sudis. Erev and Boiker. Right. But I call upon him, you should have meat if you could. Misha Chagosa, it has to be something. Misha Chagiga Bomihim. That the Korba Chagiga comes from it. Yotzu elu shein chagiga bo mehem. Ma'ashen kein chicken, or else the flour cake, the menachis, that since the chagiga, korban chagiga, has to come from meat and not from oifers, not from menachis, you can't be mekayim samachta v'chagecha, or at least a korban b'zman de beis hamikdash. Rav Asher yoma mi v'samachta nafka. Yotzu elu shein bem simcha, he holds in svara. So according to Rav Ashi, for sure you should not be able to be yaitza with chicken today. He learns not because it's daimat or korban, but pashat geret. The pasuk says with samach, that has to be something that keeps you happy. You are tzuvel l'shem ben simcha. Stop eating chicken or eating cake. That doesn't make you happy. What makes you happy is a gezunta piece of meat. Rav Ashi, hi b'chagechem ayobadlei. So according to Rav Ashi, that says daimat a svara. V'samachta means something that keeps you happy. So what's the pasuk saying? V'samachta b'chagecha. What does he do with the word b'chagecha? Who look at Rav Daniel Bar Katina? The Yomer Rav Daniel Bar Katina. I'm a Rav. Minayin she'noisim noshim b'moyin. How do we know you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? You can't make Nisuyin. You have before Kedushin, you're allowed to make. But how do you know you can't make Nisuyin, you can't make the Chuppah on Yom Tov for Chol HaMoed? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'samachta v'chagecha v'lo v'yishtecha. The Ninyan to have the Ika Simcha should be with the Yom Tov. And not by taking a new wife on Yom Tov, that will be too much sat Simcha v'yistira to Simcha Saregam. V'yishtecha, that would be a mavat a little bit v'samachta v'chagecha. So if you marry before Yom Tov, stop to be with your wife about this mutter and Chol HaMoed. That's not a stira to Simcha Saregam. Just to get married, to have Nisuyin the first time to be with your wife, on Yom Tov, that would be too much simcha v'ishtecha, and that would be a stira to v'samachta v'chagecha. That's what v'samachta v'chagecha means. You're supposed to be happy with the Yom Tov. V'lo v'ishtecha means don't get married, don't have nisuyin, the chuppah, on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah. Mi sheyesh le'oichlin merubim. Somebody has a big family, a lot of people he has to feed. Oichlin merubim, a lot of people that are eating in his family. But he's poor, doesn't have too much money. Is mevi shlomim merubim. Let him bring a shlomim, a big shlomim, because he has to feed his family. So let him spend the money to buy a big fat animal, a carbon shlomim, because from the shlomim you eat.